Physicist and solar boat builder David Borton is back with Equality Under the Law, Practical Physics. WOOC correspondent Megan Marone caught up with David on his solar boat, the Solar Sal, which is docked in Waterford by the first locks of the Erie Canal. In this special edition, you'll hear the voices of David and a group of school children who got to leave the classroom for a magical day of picnicking and sailing.
Hi, Megan. It's always good to chat with you.
Could you just explain what happened today on board this ship?
Okay. A good friend of mine has connections with the Mount School down south of Kingston, and people from there had been on Solar Sal 3 or 4 years ago when the boat went down there and took kids out on the Hudson River. And they wanted to do that again with some other children, so they came up here. They were planning to come tomorrow, but tomorrow is supposed to be a rainy day, so we changed plans and they hurried up and came up here, and we had a wonderful time going up and down the Hudson River. And then we went up through Lock 2 on the Erie Canal, up the lock and down again. And we had lunch on the boat. We had chocolate on the boat.
Oh.
We just had a wonderful time talking about boating and the canal and history. And we just had a wonderful time on the river today. It's a beautiful day.
Those students will never forget this day. Did you get any good questions or comments from the students?
One of the best things was they sang, "I Got a Mule, Her Name is Sal," because they did that very nicely. When we were in the lock, they sang that for the lock keeper. So that was just a special moment.
The kids' attention? Is it the Erie Canal that they've been learning about it in history? Is it the boat? Or are they just excited to be on the water? What captured the kids' attention?
I think both of those things, plus the fact of going through a lock, because a lock is really special. It's powered totally by water coming down from, in this case, the Erie Canal. The water comes from the Mohawk River up at Rome. And so to have a lock powered by water and to go up and down in it, it was a special thing.
Did they see it as a water elevator?
I'm not sure they used those exact words, but they were very interested to watch the water level go up in the bathtub and then go down in the bathtub as they were in the lock with the gates closed at both ends.
So you are still educating. It's so cool when people's lives just become the lesson that they are teaching the world. Well, thank you so much for taking me on this ship.
Well, it's my pleasure. And you said you'd like one of these boats, and I'm trying to get these boats made out of fiberglass so you can afford one. And then you can have a hull and solar panels, and you can make the boat in between, whatever you would like.
Okay, my name is Joel, and our third and fourth came here because we were learning about the Erie Canal.
The locks.
The locks, and who are you?
Declan.
Declan, what did you learn about the locks?
We learned that the highest one is 40 feet high.
Wow.
And there's 83 locks.
83. Wow. So what did you do today? You rode on someone's boat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your name?
Paula.
Paula, and you came here just to look at the canal, and you ended up on a boat, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So you met a physicist named Dr. David Borton, and he just, what did he say? I've just got a solar boat waiting just for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Wow. Sounds like a miracle. Boat's right here waiting for you.
We learned how solar power works and stuff.
How solar power works? And what else?
We learned how to drive it.
You did? Wow, Dr. Borton has never let me drive the boat. I've been on it a couple of times. What's your name?
Deanna Weiser.
What happened on the boat when you guys went in the lock?
It went up pretty fast.
So what did Dr. Borton say about the sun? Did he say anything about the sun and the way the sun powers the boat?
Yeah.
What did he say, and what's your name?
Kenton.
Kenton, and what did he say?
He said that the sun makes solar power.
Wow. And what's your name?
Craig.
Craig. So what happened for you on the boat?
Well, he taught me how to steer the boat and drive it and how he made the boat with a school.
Where are you from?
We are from the Mount community.
Oh, okay. Is that close by?
Kingston.
Oh, Kingston. Well, thank you for talking with WOOC. Do you have any final wishes for people who want to ride the Erie Canal?
They should sit back and relax.
Physicist and solar boat builder David Borton and the children of the Mount community on board the Solar Sal, a solar ship docked in the port of Waterford. Stay tuned to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine every Tuesday to hear Dr. Borton's physics segments.